Hi, this is Rabbi Eric Levy. I'm pleased to bring to you the 6th and 7th Mishnah of the 7th chapter of Bava Metzia for OU Shnayim Mishnah program. Mishnah 6 asks the question, can a laborer trade in their right from the Torah to munch from the produce that they're working on in exchange for higher wages? And the answer is, Kotei Tzadam Ayudei Atzmo, Ayudei Bno Vito Hagdolim, Ayudei Avdo V'Shivchato Hagdolim, So, you can actually forego your eating rights for the sake of higher wages, not only for yourself, but for your of-age children, as well as your of-age non-Jewish servants, as well as your wife, since all those cases, they have their own ability to understand what you're doing, and if you don't hear from them otherwise, that means that they have also agreed to forego their wages, or they're part of the munching work for the overall packet of wages. However, you can't do that for underage children, underage non-Jewish servants, because they don't have the mental capacity to agree with your decision, and therefore they won't hold themselves back from munching on the items which the Torah gives them the right to do. You certainly can't restrict your animal in lieu of higher pay for the same reason. And honestly, even if it was a thinking animal, like maybe an animal farm animal, then he wouldn't benefit from the money anyway, so I'm sure he wouldn't agree. But I digress. Now, Mishnah Zion, the 7th Mishnah. The 7th Mishnah deals with harvesters, laborers, that are harvesting a product that has a restriction on eating them. So, Hasocher et ha-poalim lasot b'neta revai shelo, har'ilu lo yochlu. So, if laborers are hired to work on neta revai. Neta revai is fruits from the fourth year of the tree. When a tree is first planted, the first 3 years of fruits, you're not allowed to eat at all from those fruits. They have to essentially rot on the vine or on the tree and then fall off. You can't touch them. On the fourth year, you can eat them, but only in Jerusalem. Or what you could do is be poda them. You could exchange them for 125% of their value, for 5/4 of their value. And then the fruit can be eaten anywhere, and the money has to be taken to spend in Jerusalem. So here you have a bunch of workers that were told that they're going to be working on neta revai fruit. Therefore, they know ahead of time that they're not allowed to eat that from that fruit, and that overrides their Torah permission to eat from that it gives to laborers to eat from the fruit that they're working on, from the produce they're working on. Imlo hodian podeo ma'achilan. So here it means not if you didn't inform them at all, but you informed them that they would be working on fruit, but you didn't tell them they were neta revai, which means they had an expectation to eat from the fruit, which means the deal is bad. So what are you going to do? Because you owe those people the munchy portion of the fruit. So in that case, you have to immediately exchange them for money. And that money you'll later take to Jerusalem. And right now, the fruit becomes permissible to eat, and they can eat it right away, which is when they should be eating it. In another case of where you can't eat fruit that you have expectations to eat, nit parasu igulim, nitpatchu chaviotav, hari el lo yochlu. So produce used to be squeezed into rounds, or I guess sort of a kind of a self-contained unit. So in the case where the self-contained unit, the round of figs or whatever it is, breaks, like maybe there's a string or something and it all went scattering all over the place, so you hire somebody to pick up the scattered produce. Or if the barrels broke, so you had a barrel of wine and they're starting to crack, so you hire a laborer to fix the cracks so that you don't lose your produce. In those cases, you're not allowed to eat. And if you tell them that that's the work they're doing, they're not allowed to eat from the fruit because... first of all, the Mishnah says, there's a restriction, the Mishnah says that when you are working from produce that is already disconnected from the ground, once it ripens, you're not allowed to take from that fruit. Partially based on the pasuk, but there's also a technical difficulty. The technical difficulty is once fruit is ripened and been already put into the storage units, then essentially all the tithing laws applies, including truma that has to be given to a kohen. And if you don't give your tithes, and specifically if you don't give truma to the kohen, the produce is considered tevel. Tevel means no one, not even a kohen can eat it. It's about as unkosher as you get. If you do not do at least the kohen donation, then nobody's allowed to eat from that fruit. Now, these laborers didn't know that they were working from disconnected items, and not only that, they didn't know that they were working from items that couldn't be eaten at all because they hadn't had been tithed. So what do you do in that case? In lo hodiyana, if you had not told them, you told them that they were going to be working on stuff that didn't have those problems, so ma'aser ma'achilan. So you must tithe them immediately. You give the kohen his truma, you give the levim their tithes, and then you have to allow them to eat right away, even though the produce is already finished and ripe.